We now begin the second chapter of Sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, which is titled Emuna Shiesh Boirei Olam, Belief that there is a Creator. This step of acquiring a true path of life, a real Derech HaChaim, is both complex and it's simple simultaneously. The belief that Hashem created the world is a very simple and straightforward belief. What we need to internalize is not deep philosophical debates, nor is it long refutations of Darwin's theory of evolution. Those are complicated. Belief is really a very simple thing. The simpler it is, the realer it is. What we will be discussing in the next few segments isn't deep, nor is it something that we don't already know. Think about a very clear and truthful statement. The sky is blue. Now, the sky is blue, that's an irrefutable fact, and we've witnessed it. So, although it may be night, or we may be indoors, we know it to be true. But if someone starts to argue the point with you, and you need to start proving it to be so, so you have to prove that the sky is blue. So you start to concoct all kinds of proofs that the actual color of the sky is blue. Each proof actually diminishes the strength of your belief that the sky is blue. It is now based on a proof. What you most likely would do with such a person, should you actually be engaged in such a discussion, you would tell him, look, there's nothing to discuss or prove. The sky is simply blue. Go outside and figure it out yourself. The more we complicate the idea with discussion, the less powerful it becomes within ourselves. So likewise, the belief that Hashem created the world is something which needs to become extraordinarily simple and clear to us, so much so that it requires no discussion and proof and no scientific backing. The more we achieve this, the closer we are to the truth and thereby to Hashem. Our neshama is tahira, as we say every day. Neshama tahirahi. It's pure. The meaning of pure is that, to a certain extent, it means it's simple. Think of purified water. Purified water. It means it has no extra chemicals, no added minerals. It's simply water. To reach our neshama, to touch our neshama, we need to approach with simple, straightforward truths. Now, in this way, the path is simple. However, it's also complex. Why? Because we haven't yet gotten to the point where the belief is so simple and clear to us. And in order to reach that point, we do need to engage in discussion and recognize the truth through logic, proof, rational thought, and emotion, and that's a complex task. What's interesting about this is that all of us have both components within us. There is a measure of belief that we have acquired, whether through growing up in a from environment and learning this from childhood and on, or coming to the realization of this truth on your own. It becomes part of who we are. Everyone has this simple belief that Hashem created the world to some extent. Even non-religious people and even anti-religious people, when placed in the right situation, will drop every other question they have and cling to the simple truth that Hashem rules the world. And at the same time, we need the complexity as well. There is confusion out there, and there are things which cloud our vision and make it difficult to recognize Hashem's hand. For that, we engage in finding Hashem, discovering how His touch is everywhere, and we look for things to strengthen our amuna, both using science and logic and whatever else is out there at our disposal. What we are looking to achieve is a high level of amuna. We want to feel that Hashem exists in a very real and practical way. After all said and done, amuna is something in our heads. It's a fact, piece of information, but if you take, for example, a simple fact, the winning number of the last lottery drawing, right, which was like 1.5 billion or so, I don't remember what the exact money amount was, but it's definitely more money than we can figure out how to spend. So perhaps you heard the number on the radio or you read it online. It was an interesting fact. But there was a guy out there who had that number. When he heard that number and it matched his ticket, he became a billionaire. He walked around with those numbers ringing in his head. Wherever he looked, he saw the numbers dancing in front of his eyes. How will I spend the money? Who will I contact to manage the money? What security do I need now? Etc., etc., etc. Thousands of questions and thoughts raced through his mind and heart because of the same fact that we all heard. We heard the number and promptly forgot it. He will never, ever forget it. So once the fact that Hashem exists becomes sufficiently clear and simple to us, it will be something that we can't stop thinking about. We will see Him in front of us every moment of the day, wherever we turn, because He is everywhere. He is affecting and touching everything we see here and all that happens.